días from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 2nd of July, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kick things off this week, an update on the regularization scheme. According to the central government statistics, more than 1 million undocumented migrants have applied for legal status under the country's mass regularization scheme, which hits its deadline on Tuesday the 30th. Far exceeding the government's initial estimate of 500,000. President Pedro Sanchez described the high demand as evidence of the need to recognize migrants' rights and formally integrate them into the economy. To be considered, applicants must prove they have no criminal record and have lived in Spain continuously for at least 5 months before the 1st of January. Spanish authorities now have 3 months to assess applications, but not all of them will be approved. Sanchez argues the policy will help address labor shortages, support pensions, and strengthen the welfare state in an aging society. Many migrants say legal status will allow them to work lawfully and protect them from exploitation. While business groups have largely welcomed the initiative, conservative and far-right opponents predictably aren't too happy, arguing it could encourage further irregular migration and increase pressure on public services. On Tuesday the 30th, a study by the New Economics Foundation suggested that growing tourism via airplane has contributed to rising housing costs in Spain and other southern European countries. The study has summarized that between 2019 and 2025, a 13% increase in tourists arriving by air estimated to have raised the average purchase price of a Spanish home by around 3,800 euros and increased average rent by 236 euros, or just under 2%, with a further major rise projected by 2031 if current trends continue. Court argues that the impact is greatest in high-demand tourist areas, although it acknowledges that housing shortages, planning restrictions, labor shortages, and regulatory barriers are also major drivers of price inflation, in particular in Catalonia and the Balearic and Canary Islands. Speaking of tourism, official figures have raised questions about how many Britons are legally registered as residents in Spain after Brexit. While around 208 UK citizens have been issued TA residence cards over the past 5 years, official estimates suggest around 400,000 Britons live across the country. The gap may also reflect long-term residents who have not yet exchanged their pre-Brexit green certificates for the mandatory TIE, although the exact reason is unclear. With the EU's entry-exit system approaching, those without a TIE could face travel complications, so best to get an appointment before it's too late. Meanwhile, also on Tuesday the 30th, the country's competition watchdog, the CNMC, conducted a major investigation into the fuel market, finding no evidence of widespread excess profits or market abuse between 2019 and 2024. The regulator said profit margins remain consistent with a competitive market, although a small number of fuel operators with unusually high profits may face further scrutiny. You take your sick days when you need to. Well, a new survey suggests that most remote workers in this country continue working when they are ill rather than taking sick leave. According to a census-wide survey of 4,000 teleworkers, only 10% of respondents requested sick leave, while just 5% stopped working completely. By contrast, 65% said they continued working despite being unwell, with 17% admitting to working from bed. The report attributes this behavior partly to the national statutory sick pay system, which provides no pay for the first 3 days of absence before increasing to 60% of salary, making workers less likely to take time off than counterparts in other countries without the same restrictions. Survey also says that workplace culture suggests many employees feel pressure to remain constantly available and fear that taking leave or being less visible while working remotely could harm their career prospects. Another week, and the country is getting hotter. As we enter July, the country is reflecting on the second hottest June on record, with an average mainland temperature of 23.2 degrees centigrade, which is 73.76 Fahrenheit, and 3.2 degrees, or 37.76 degrees Fahrenheit, above the previous 10-year average. According to IMET, only June 2025 was hotter. And that's not all. The Ministry of Health estimates around 900 heat-related deaths, including more than 600 during the peak week. Scientists say that the event reflects a growing trend of earlier, more frequent, and more intense heat waves driven by fossil fuel-induced climate change. Over to the east of Spain now. On Tuesday the 30th, residents of a small village of Cortes de Arenoso have discovered that a 16th century Renaissance painting they believed had remained in their parish church for decades had actually been replaced with a photographic reproduction around 2019 without their knowledge. The original panel depicting the Virgin of Montserrat had been transferred to the Cathedral Museum of Segorbe and reunited with its original altarpiece following historical research that concluded it had belonged there before being separated during the Spanish Civil War. The discovery was made by chance when a visiting art restorer identified the painting as a photograph. Local residents and a heritage association have criticized the Diocese of Segorbe-Castellón, arguing that the issue is not the conservation of the artwork, the lack of transparency in not informing locals. A little bit of sad news. On Monday the 29th, José Antonio Torres Sáez, the country's longest-serving mayor, died at the age of 100 after leading the small municipality of Chercos, Almería, in southern Spain for almost 30 years. Torres Sáez was elected in 1995 as a member of the Partido Popular. He remained in office until his death. Before entering politics, Torres Sáez spent over four decades in the Civil Guard, serving nationally and surviving an ETA terrorist attack while stationed in the Basque Country. After retiring at 70, he returned to his hometown and dedicated himself to local government, never accepting a municipal salary. In 2025, he was honored with Almería's Gold Shield and was widely respected for his lifelong public service. While the Spanish national football team continues its World Cup campaign, young star Lamine Yamal has said he has no regrets about choosing to represent Spain over Morocco despite being subject to anti-Muslim abuse earlier this year. Speaking to Cadena Ser, the 18-year-old said he would make the same decision again, adding that the actions of a minority did not represent the country. Born and raised in Spain, Yamal reaffirmed his commitment to the national team and said he believes they can win the 2026 World Cup. And finally, a different kind of story this week. Author and journalist Kevin Rushby takes readers on a multi-day trek through the Picos de Europa in The Guardian, exploring dramatic peaks, remote mountain refuges, and local traditions. He visits the remarkable Cabaña Veronica, a mountain hut converted from the gun turret of a former aircraft carrier, while its custodian, Jorge, explains why he loves mountain life. Rushby also explores the challenges facing the region from climate change to rural depopulation. Read the full article in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Anything to ask or tell us, email us at info@rorschach.com. Hasta la próxima.